This is Toon Talk Weekly, episode 255. This week, Brad and I check out the Universal Monster catalog when we watch the 1994 cartoon Monster Force.
She's back!
Duquesne?
What are you doing to her?
It's not a she, it's a monster. I've analyzed its DNA. I will now duplicate it and create an army of invulnerable creatures who will obey my commands.
They just keep getting better.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Toon Talk Weekly. This is the weekly cartoon podcast where we talk about a different cartoon each and every week. My name is Jake Williams. I don't do the show alone. I've got my good buddy Brad Chmielewski here to chat cartoons. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, dude. Another week, another cartoon. That's my second catchphrase that we have,
nice.
Aside from
okay.
the starter stuff there. But yeah, man, how's the long weekend treating you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. It's warm, so that's what you want from a weekend, right? You want to enjoy the weather, right?
Yeah, you want to be able to get away from the computer and realize you forgot how to be away from the computer.
Right, yeah. Honestly. But we have it on our phone, so it's with us all the time.
Yeah, it's hard to leave it. Like, I've noticed even small stuff this weekend, the amount of time I'm spending outside, I notice it even hard for me to be in the other room and not have my phone with me. I'm, like, mm-hmm. trying to purposely leave it in the kitchen or somewhere else so I don't check it, but of course I check it, right? And it's so funny too, even like social media stuff, this is unrelated to cartoons, this is just what's on our minds. Nobody like tweets or does anything when it's the weekend or long weekend. Like they might do goofy stuff, but nobody's like making their art to post or like doing any of that stuff. So it's such a weird wasteland of like clickbait links and stuff that just get reshared when people aren't at work trying to distract themselves from work.
That's true, yeah.
Right, it's kind of the weird thing, but... So aside from the nice weekend, we did stay in and watch a few cartoons this weekend, notably this week's show. It's the, I believe it's 1994 show, Monster Force. This is a show, dude. Came out of nowhere, has a great name, so I thought we should check this out. Where is this in Brad's memory? Did you ever heard of this thing?
This isn't in my memory. So, yeah, it's not there, and now it is, and yeah, it probably won't be for very long.
What? Yeah. It's short-lived. Like, sometimes these one-week shows that, like, yep, it's here. And now it's gone. Yeah, man, I came across this just basically on the name. And I know we've been doing a lot of modern cartoons lately, so I thought we'd go a little bit further back. Although, we did just do Grape Ape, which is super old. But Monster Force is an interesting one because it's a 13-episode animated series. It was created in 94 by Universal Cartoon Studios and the Canadian studio Lacewood Productions. Basically, the show uses universal monsters, which is like the blanket umbrella term for fictional monsters that were used in like horror, suspense, and science fiction films made by Universal Studios from the 20s to the 50s.
Right. The Mummy, Dracula, Wolfman. Is that everyone? Frankenstein.
Creature from the Black Lagoon. Frankenstein's Bride. I think... technically, is it the Invisible Man or something like that? Is like another person.
Invisible Man might be in there, but I never see him. So
yeah. So he's in every episode. Oh my god, the dad joke starting 3 minutes into this episode. I think it's an interesting premise because you know there's something to be said about like we know that a lot of 80s shows were basically long commercials to sell you toys. Toys or like whatever it was, whatever the product was the end game.
Yeah.
This one is such a weird thing to me. It just feels weirder for some reason because it's advertising Universal's like IPs that they already have. Like, here's some characters you already know about, but like, what are you trying to sell me? This show is like 40 years after these characters were in movies. Aside from the fact that they're just famous characters that, you know, grandma would know about or anybody would know about.
Right.
So it's kind of a strange thing, I feel like, to even have a show. And then on top of that, to take them out of whatever lore, or whatever real thing they have, whatever story they've built up these characters, and just throw them in this world called Monster Force is so strange to me. It's this is like Universal Studios' greatest hits, the cartoon adventures, I don't know, or something.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
It did air in syndication alongside another Universal animated series called Exo Squad. Exo Squad sounds familiar to me, but I don't know that I've actually seen that. So that's a pretty interesting one. But dude, the story of Monster Hunt is this, and I will say, I think you caught episode 8, and I caught episode 9 of the series of the 13 episodes, so we did not watch the beginning couple that probably explained some of these characters a little bit more to us. I think,
yeah, because getting tossed into this, I was confused, and it's like, what's this weird G.I. Joe world I'm in?
Yeah, kind of felt the same way. The general story of what to expect, right, from an episode of Monster Force is that in the distant future, although now it's not so distant, I think it's only like the 2020s, but this was made in 94, so... six college students and a professor have formed the Monster Force, a squad dedicated to keeping the world safe from the likes of Dracula the Mummy and an evil legion of criminals known as the Creatures of the Night. So your main bad guys are the Creatures of the Night. Dracula is sort of the main villain, the supervillain of the entire group. But of course, we did mention a few of them. We have the Mummy, the Werewolf, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and those type of guys are kind of the squad at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I can tell you about Monster Force is almost nothing, the actual good guys, because, man, in the episode I watched, and we'll discuss it here in a moment, they just jump right in, and I don't know who is who or why I should care if this person loves this person or what, like, what's going on. We do have Dr. Reed Crawley, who's the professor, Luke Talbot, Trip Hansen, Lance Magruder, Shelley Frank, and, of course, Frankenstein himself is... I would be interested to see. My suspicion is that Frankenstein is in one of the early episodes, however, then becomes part of Monster Force. But in my episode, he was definitely a good guy on the Monster Force.
Uh-huh. But most of the people in Monster Force, they like transform into these monsters.
Really? See, I was gathering like the two of the people in my episode just had like Space Marine suits.
I guess like scrubbing through this, they do now, but like Wolfman... is like a main character in mine, and he transforms.
Yeah.
And so does some like old man, but he's like the bad guy.
Yeah. And you know, look, there's probably a big history behind all of these characters, like a Dracula, like Frankenstein and things like that. Obviously there is. We're not like privy to that. So like, if you throw it into a Saturday morning cartoon and hope that I know everything there is to know about it, I'm just going to go out and say it's going to get confusing. It's a little bit tough to watch because so much stuff is happening that it feels like it's just A to B, like these tiny little bits and pieces of story that move forward with whatever the adventure is of the day. But you just kind of, I don't know, you just kind of get lost in the whole thing. At least that's how I felt watching my episode. Yeah,
definitely. I can briefly run through mine and try to make some sense of it. So in this episode 8, it opens with, I don't know if you had these characters in your episode, but the blonde-haired kid and then the black guy with the red, you know, bandana on his head.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you have those? Yeah, whoever their names are. They get lost in the snow. Then some dudes pick them up and put them in jail. All right, so that's happening. Then this other squad that has the Wolfman. I guess this is Lisa Frank. What was her name?
Shelley Frank.
Shelley Frank. And then, like, their leader, they're, like, looking in a town that's been... Everyone's just kind of left because it's been haunted. And so everyone, like, has left the town except for this dude that runs a Turkish coffee cafe.
What? That seems oddly specific for a children's cartoon.
Yeah, but then now we're cutting. We cut back between the two dudes in prison, and then the other squad trying to figure out why this town is haunted, and everyone left. At some point, the people in prison let out this old man who is actually like the original werewolf. Like, he's like the, you know, werewolf stories, like, you know, it's the blood and, you know, it's passed down, and to get rid of the spell, you have to kill the like oldest werewolf there is, kind of thing.
Right.
But so that's who this guy is. They let him out somehow. Like they get tricked. Then back in the town, the Turkish coffee house guy finds out, like, oh, I built a wall because I wanted to expand my place to have a disco.
Yeah.
And that was blocking, like, the path for, like, the ancient people to see the path of their ancestors. So then basically they got upset he built a wall. So he's got to tear down this wall.
Who is that?
It is not a person, but an ancient group my ancestors created. They were given the duty of watchers for this village.
What were they watching for?
Invading armies. We had many back then. They were to ring that bell and warn the people. I am afraid this is all my fault.
How?
I have blocked the Baji's view. This tavern has been a gathering place for years. The Baji must be allowed to see. But I wanted to modernize. I guess my customers will just have to do without the disco dancing.
Tough break.
And then that, like, werewolf guy shows up. He fights some people. And then the other, like, main kid, the werewolf guy, is, like, fighting him for a little bit, but doesn't kill him, just pushes him off the cliff. And everyone's like, wow, that was so brave of you. You could have killed him and broken your curse. And then our werewolf guy in our Monster Force show is like, yeah, that's not who I am. I know how to control my power. And that's the end of the episode.
It's a great moral lesson. Know how to control, like, your werewolf powers.
I was like, yeah. I guarantee anyone who's listening to this, I'm sorry. That was confusing. I was very confused as I was watching this. They tried to, like, parallel this story of these people in prison and these people in the town being overrun by ghosts, but this Turkish coffee house guy built a disco. And what?
Yeah, that little bit there is like, feels like, I have to imagine this is aimed at kids, maybe like preteens, I don't know, closer to teens or something, because it is like an action show with like full-bodied characters. It's not like short, cute guys, but yeah, like, why does it matter if he has a Turkish coffee place? Why would a kid care about this guy who's trying to expand his business into a disco? And what kid would know that those two things don't go together?
Right. He was like, he said he was trying to modernize his coffee house. Like, nice. Everyone else in the town was stuck in their old ways, and he was trying to modernize and move forward for this town,
yeah,
by having a disco.
That's what they say, dude. In small towns, if you just put in a disco, you're up with the times.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, this show is also coming to us from nearly 25 years ago, so maybe it was a different time. 94, they were discos were coming back, right?
Discos were really coming back.
Although, no, wait, this show takes place in like 2020 something, so in a few years, dude, discos are coming back, I think.
All right, but the Turkish coffee places are still here.
Yeah. So this was Prisoner of Caligia or Caligia, whatever. That was the name of the episode, Bread Watch, which was episode 8 of the series Monster Force.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I gotta say, that was confusing, for real. Like, I'm not sure why the imprisonment needed to happen. And then, by the way, this wall was blocking our, like, ancient power, like, spell or something like that. And so, please take it down so that we can continue doing whatever ritual we need to do. There is like a weird, did your episode also feature, like, I felt like there was a, almost like a cool spooky vibe to stuff, like a spooky action vibe. It really reminded me of some old Super Nintendo games, like Super Ghouls and Ghosts and things like that. Like,
they had ghosts and they like floated stuff around. And
yeah. It's like spooky, but not Halloween spooky, like not campy spooky. They just have this kind of interesting, like, if a character like Dracula or the werewolf's going to be there, then you got to have a little bit of creepiness to it, because that's what the base material was, horror and suspense films, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, man. I will say, though, that sounds way better than the episode I watched, which was episode 9 called The Rage of Frankenstein's Bride.
Okay.
The episode opens, and we are sort of looking down on this massive, like, military base or, like, science facility, and suddenly there's a breach. The alarms start going off, and a wall explodes open, and out walks Frankenstein's Bride, just yelling. Like, she's a... She looks exactly like Frankenstein's Bride is typically portrayed, you know, the tall hair and the, like, streak-through hair and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just yelling a lot. And basically what you end up having for the remainder of the episode is figuring out why she's trying to leave and kind of what's going on here. We do find that the Monster Force shows up and they try to help. First, they try to help contain her. I believe the Monster Force are called by the scientist and his men to get the bride back into the facility, like get her back into her cell, basically. It's like imprisonment in two episodes already. But the Monster Force, what's interesting is Frankenstein is already part of the Monster Force at this point. So as soon as he sees his bride, he like turns into the Hulk or something and just starts chasing after her. Like they go off onto their own. It's not, he's trying to go like solve her problem while Monster Force is trying to more get to the bottom of like, who is the scientist guy that had her captive and what was he doing with her? There are tons of flashbacks in this episode, maybe two or three, I think, where you get flashbacks to how Frankenstein and his bride were created and kind of what their goals are, what their aspirations are. The biggest thing you learn is that Frankenstein's bride here has an amazing amount of power, an immense power that the scientist, this evil scientist in this lab, were very close to duplicating. And his goal here was to capture him, capture other humans, and then basically transfer and duplicate her powers onto them so that he could have an army of super soldiers and these strong monsters that would obey his command.
But then it saw him, and it was horrified. Bride is a monster that was put together by one scientist. Why is it wrong for me, another scientist, to take it apart and duplicate it? All I need are bodies. You and Santiago should be honored, for you will be the first to become members of my monster force.
So now, instead of trying to contain the bride, give it back to the scientist, the Monster Force agents are now fighting against, like, real military from the science dude to try to, say that what you're doing with the bride is not okay. Like, they show moments of her being experimented on. The scientist at this point was even like, he like took off her limbs, like would like take off her arm and then refasten it back together to figure out how she worked and stuff.
Okay.
At one point, two of the, I believe the same two characters you mentioned in your episodes from the Monster Force, again, we don't know anyone's name. They were captured and they were going to get their powers duplicated, but it wasn't until like Frankenstein comes back and they end up convincing the military guys that are actually like trying to stop the Monster Force in this case that the scientist is actually the one who's wrong here. But at the very end of the episode, dude, the moral is basically that all the bride wants is to be just alone. And my interpretation of that was that she feels so misunderstood the way she was created and the being that she is, that all she can stand to do aside from be with Frankenstein is to just be alone. They basically drop her in Antarctica and fly away. Like, she's just on some, like, snowy area or mountain or something and leave. And Frankenstein stayed with the Monster Force, so he didn't stay with her at all.
Okay.
So it was literally just, it was a story about Frankenstein's bride, so it was literally a feature on her as a monster. So, you know, highlighting one of these unique universal characters and trying to give her some spotlight. But a lot of it was her running around yelling.
Sure, but that story made way more sense. Like, it was a cohesive... Everyone was after Frankenstein's bride.
Right.
With the episode I watched, there was two stories going on with the, like, evil old wolfman guy and, like, ghosts in the town. And, like, how do we melt these together?
Right. So it's interesting. The show is, like, this weird mashup of, like, action cartoon where the hero characters are not that memorable at all, with iconic characters that you totally know, whether or not you know their films or their backstories. And then you have cases like Brad's episode where it feels like it just is all over the place, so it's hard to keep track of. If anyone's seen Monster Force, of course, ToonTalkWeekly@gmail.com, let us know, because I would be interested to see. These, by the way, are the only two episodes I found online, aside from like going to order the DVD or whatever. But okay. I would be interested to hear if it's got a weird like Saturday morning vibe to it that's very familiar and welcoming. But I really would be interested to know if those first couple episodes dive a little bit more into the Monster Force teenagers and the scientists themselves, so that I like build a connection and I know who they are. Like, so I know who Joey Wheeler is and who, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I don't know the kids, so I don't care what happens to them during the episode.
Yeah. I will say the like title card or logo is pretty funny, because it's just like Monster Force as your grill.
It is like a grill, which is pretty great. I also think, isn't it like a big, oh yeah. And then when they also have a, like an MF that like flies forward sometimes and like wipes the scenes. And all I kept thinking was that it stood for Mother Effer, like the entire time. I was like, oh yeah, big MF, like you would wear like brass knuckles or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, the show is definitely going for like a cool vibe too. Like big, strong monsters. And, I think G.I. Joe is a pretty apt, like a reference to this, or like the Street Fighter cartoon we talked about, things like that, where the characters look like that. There also was a weird art style, not weird, but like, I noticed that a lot of the characters, they have like the actual character art, but then they have this super heavy like drop shadow on one side of them all the time. And my impression is it was just to separate them from the background. It didn't, I feel like it didn't necessarily do the goal of like maybe giving them some more volume as it should have. It just, it was like a super hard shadow on a lot of stuff that was sort of interesting. I noticed it a lot on the scientist, because in my episode, the scientist was like this really skinny man, and he was always in like a white suit in a white room. So it helped to separate him out. But yeah, general thoughts on Monster Force, dude, now that we know what this is.
Yeah, it's just slightly confusing. I'm more lost by it, which makes me not want to know more. Like, there's times where you're confused, but you're intrigued, and you'll go in and dive more into it. I am not intrigued by Monster Force. Right. I am confused. I know who these people are, and I don't need them as a cartoon, I guess.
Yeah. And that's not to say that we're, like, crapping on the monsters, because the monsters are cool. They're iconic. Like, they're entertainment properties that will go on forever. But the teenagers who hunt them, what are you doing? I'm a little bit bummed that neither of us had Dracula in an episode, because he's supposed to be the main villain. He's featured pretty heavily in the intro sequence. So that would have been fun to see, I think. But I think that's all we got to say on Monster Force this week. I'm glad we got to do these 90s shows. Sometimes there's something like heartwarming going back and revisiting shows that felt like this. But boy, when I was listening to it, my wife was just listening to me watch it. She was like, what are you watching? And I was like, yeah, it's just a lot of screaming. I don't know. I'm just like, Frankenstein's bride's just breaking through walls and stuff. Like, I don't know what to say. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Let's get out of here. Brad, where can people find out more about you when you're not recording Toon Talk Weekly?
So you can follow me on Twitter. It's @brad. And then my blog is digitalhitchhiker.com.
Guys, go check them out over there. You can follow me on Twitter @JacobWilliams. And of course, the show. You want more Toon Talk Weekly? We're on Twitter @ToonTalkWeekly. Facebook.com/ToonTalkWeekly. We're over on Google Plus as Toon Talk Weekly as well. As well as Instagram.com/ToonTalkWeekly. I think that about covers our social. I mentioned just a moment ago, ToonTalkWeekly@gmail.com is the place to send us any messages or let us know what cartoons we should cover. Or if you have the complete encyclopedia and backstory of Monster Force, please let me know, because I don't know where it starts. We just know where it happens in the middle. and our website, ToonTalkWeekly.com, the main hub for the show, where you can find any and all episodes we've done up to this point. New episodes posted every single Tuesday. So that's going to do it for this week's show. We're going to go back and enjoy the rest of the long weekend while we still can. And we'll be back next week with another cartoon.
Take care.
To learn more about the show, visit ToonTalkWeekly.com or follow us on Twitter @ToonTalkWeekly.